people with dementia and Alzheimer's have the information in their brain. They are just having difficulty to communicate it. And if we can engage another part of their brain, usually music or symbols, connections are made, breakthroughs are achieved in a little bit of a different fashion. I had a crucifix that I always brought to one of my shut-ins that had dementia. And I would run her finger on the cross, and she could feel the corpus of Christ. And every time I did that, her eyes brightened. And you could tell there was a connection being made there. What she could feel was even more of a breakthrough for her than what she was able to hear. Now, we continue to speak the Word of God to people with dementia and Alzheimer's, and that's very important. That's a part of the ritual, the liturgy, engaging a different part of the brain. So these kinds of things are deeply embedded memories that are more easily recalled than more recent events, because they become such a part of the person over time. It's amazing how they can speak the Lord's Prayer or the Creed, and yet they can't even tell you what they did that day. We have to keep these rituals in a very constant and familiar fashion. Simplicity is key here with dementia and Alzheimer's patients, and continue to do them repetitively, and it will keep them engaged. And the liturgy is just so foundational for that expression of faith.